I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Yankees get swept in a doubleheader on Sunday at the stadium and to the Chicago White Sox. And whether it's Chapman, the bullpen, injuries, COVID, and of course some comments going back and forth between Tim Anderson of the White Sox and Josh Donaldson of the Yankees. And now, will it lead to a suspension? Will it lead to, is there an investigation to try and figure out all of what's going on in Yankee land? We bring in Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger. Hey, BK, how are you?
Lori, I'm well. Thank you for having me on.
So we're going to get to Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson and all of that in a moment, but I actually, we'll start there, and then we'll get to the bullpen, we'll get to Chapman, we'll get to all the other issues going on. So let's start there with, I think I saw on you posting some things on Twitter. Let's start big picture. Is there an investigation going on from Major League Baseball? We heard about that during the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast, but what do you know about any potential investigation into this issue with Josh Donaldson and calling Tim Anderson Jackie?
Well, Aaron Boone says he spoke with Michael Hill, who is Major League Baseball's, I believe, Vice President of Baseball Operations. I forget his exact title. I apologize, Mr. Hill. But and Hill told Boone that the league planned on investigating Donaldson's comments. So whether that's underway, whether that hasn't happened yet, whether it will happen, that remains to be seen. After tonight's game, the Yankees PR spoke with Josh Donaldson, who was in the process of getting treatment done and did not come out and speak to reporters. But we were told that not only did Donaldson, didn't speak with Tim Anderson today, which, considering all things, not surprising at all, but also that MLB had not contacted Josh yet, or he hadn't spoken with anybody from MLB about their pending or ongoing investigation. So we don't know where that stands. I got some tweets at me saying that people on the ESPN broadcast said that MLB had already contacted Donaldson or so-and-so. I don't know. That's not what we were told.
Okay.
So I don't know how true that is, or whether there's semantics at play here. Who knows? But, we're talking about an investigation into comments that we all heard an explanation for already. So I don't think that if there's going to be an investigation, it's going to take much longer at all.
Yeah, because there also doesn't seem to be any denial coming from anybody over what the comments were. And then it comes down to, in somebody trying to decide intent and all of this. And I know it's really hard to speculate. I'll just be transparent and say that, I thought the comments were, not what should be said. I sort of agree with Aaron Boone. Not what should be said. I thought it was insensitive. I don't think you should say it and mock somebody like that on the one hand. That was where I was yesterday. I wasn't expecting a suspension. And then today happened, and listening, whether it was the ESPN broadcast, but also kind of comments and the comments from the White Sox club. Now I'm wondering and starting to believe there may be a suspension. And I go back to, I'm not saying it's the same exact situation because every situation is very different, but I go back to Yuri Gurriel and Yu Darvish from a few years ago, and Gurriel got 5 games. I wouldn't necessarily say that that's what I'm expecting, but based on that precedent, do you expect that Josh Donaldson would, that Major League Baseball will suspend Josh Donaldson?
Laurie, I wish I could give you a more concrete answer, right? I don't think you can compare what Gurriel said to what Donaldson said, just because it's different. And the biggest thing, though, is that Tim Anderson told reporters that he did feel like it was a racist comment. You know, that was after Tony La Russa, after he was told that Tony La Russa said it was a racist comment. And, you know, that's how he felt. And that's how Josh's words affected him. And we got to take Tim at his word. You know, Donaldson's got to be smarter than that. He said that it was an inside joke. Man, I don't know. I don't. He said he wanted to lighten the mood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the impression that. It's just hard for me to believe that he was really trying to go to lighten the mood. If anything, I wouldn't be shocked if he was trying to needle
right
Anderson and try to get under his skin. And
right,
if that was truly the case, then I kind of wish he had said that. But I stopped short of thinking that Josh Donaldson went onto a baseball field and just explicitly intended to say something racist to somebody. I don't know. But you know, we have to also just be smarter about the way we what we say, because that's really, you don't use Jackie Robinson's name in vain. You don't go after someone like that. Using the name of a great man like that, that's just wrong on a lot of ways. And Josh Donaldson was wrong.
Yeah, I had a caller before who used the word gamesmanship. I think that what, you know, Josh Donaldson was doing, I agree with you, was, you know, I don't think he was trying to diffuse something, tension. You know, when you're mocking a guy, that, you know, it's gamesmanship. And if you want to do that, that's fine. Just don't use anything that could be construed with some sort of insensitivity like Jackie Robinson. You don't need to do that. Use something else.
Say anything else. Yeah. Don't look at a proud black man and use a civil rights icon's name against him. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Not in a mocking fashion. That's all. Don't do that. You want to make fun, you know, in some other way, try and needle him. Go for it. You know, that's on you. If that's how you play the game and want to, and you're into gamesmanship and trash talking, go for it. Do your thing. You be you, but keep that out of it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, one last question on this before we actually talk to them and just go to the baseball aspect of everything is, there were a lot of comments coming from the White Sox players in support of their teammate, of Tim Anderson. And we saw Aaron Boone's comments, which I also thought were pretty interesting, from the manager to say that, you know, usually expect a manager to just 100% be supporting his own player. And it was pretty clear that Aaron Boone, he's not trying to understand or accuse somebody of motive, but he made it clear that he thought there was no place for comments like what Josh Donaldson said. So Boone said that, but anything even after the game tonight, any Yankee teammates who addressed the comments from Josh Donaldson?
No. Pre-game, there were very few Yankees in the clubhouse during media availability while we were in there. And then while they were in there, they weren't in there for very long. Also, post-game, the subject didn't come up. The people, you know, the players to whom we spoke, it didn't seem to fit. So no Yankees addressed Josh Donaldson. We, would have spoken to Josh Donaldson if he were around, but he was getting treatment. And the Yankees PR staff did the best they could to get him, but it just didn't work.
All right.
So no, that didn't happen.
All right. Will be interesting to see how this. Liam Hendricks was saying that the White Sox team leaders had talked to some of the Yankee players in that clubhouse about these comments. So it will be interesting to see how this ends up impacting, if it does at all, team chemistry. If this does lead to some sort of closed door meeting conversations, opportunities to learn from the players and where they go from here. For a team that obviously has World Series aspirations and has such a great record and is, so far having such a special season, it will be interesting to see, is this a distraction, or does it just become something where, it's in the rearview mirror? Be interesting to see.
For sure.
All right, so... talking to Brendan Cuddy from The Ledger, turning to baseball. So, the starting pitching, on the positive side, before we go to the bullpen and talk about some of these issues, on the positive side for a moment, if I told you the Yankees were going to play a doubleheader and get 14 innings from their starting pitchers and give up a total of one run, I'm assuming you'd have to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, you think that the offense would take care of the pitching staff. You'd think that playing at home at Yankee Stadium would be an advantage. You would think that the bullpen, which has been so good all year, wouldn't falter the way it did. But, this is now a bullpen without Chad Green,
mm-hmm.
Who is going to need Tommy John surgery and may never pitch for the Yankees ever again, which is such a shame because he's been their most reliable reliever since 2017, and it's not a question. This is a Yankees bullpen that has Jonathan Loaisiga kind of on the fritz. And, the offense today, for all the slack Joey Gallo gets, and rightfully so at times just for his performance, he was out of the lineup today, and Kyle Higashioka is also out of the lineup today, with both of them on the COVID IL. Maybe the Yankees missed Joey Gallo's bat against two right-handers home at Yankee Stadium. So just a lot of factors in to today. A disappointing day from the offense, 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Aaron Hicks having some difficulty there again in the first game. And, you just kind of chalk it up to – also you chalk it up to what a great start the Yankees have had to the season. And you're going to have clunker days like this. So, Yankee fans, I'm sure, hoping that they'll flush it and go drub on the Orioles like they always do.
This is only the second series the Yankees have lost all season. Of course, one was from the Orioles, who are maybe not quite the pushovers, as much as they've been in the past. But In terms of you mentioned Hicks, so I had a listener, a follower on Twitter who asked about this he wanted to know how much longer can the Yankees accept the lackluster type of performances. He threw Gallo in there, but I think Hicks in particular, it just seems like is it me or does it seem like so often the big moment seems to find Aaron Hicks. He always seems to come up in those, situations with runners in scoring position and just consistently not coming through.
There's a bit of that. I think there's also a bit of attrition. That's the word. That's not the word, but it's magnification. Yankees fans, I'm sure, are watching Aaron Hicks struggle in these spots. And as they, as they look at the on deck circle, they say, "Oh no!" Oh, they say, "Oh, here comes Aaron Hicks." And then they see he's that bad. Here comes Aaron Hicks. So you're really wearing it every time he struggles, because it feels like it compounds. That being said, you mentioned how long could they go with Aaron Hicks in center field? Really, until they have a better option. And who is their better option right now? I ask Yankees fans. Esteban Florial is putting numbers up at AAA that he hasn't put up yet. The bats look good. He stung two balls tonight against Michael Kopech. Is he the option? Maybe. But adding him would mean you got to keep five outfielders because Aaron Hicksby would slot the fourth outfielder spot. So you got to talk about roster construction there too. I think as long as the Yankees are winning, mm-hmm. and as long as they stay on top of the American League East, they're going to give Aaron Hicks some time to figure it out. But, I mean, I don't anticipate that if Hicks continues this into the All-Star break that they'll let this happen going to the trade deadline. I wouldn't be shocked if you see some kind of situation where maybe Hicks and Florial can platoon maybe, where Hicks is the left, Florial is the left side of the platoon, Hicks is the right side of the platoon, and you see a little bit of mixing and matching.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, Yankees fans' patience is wearing thin, and and you kind of get it from a Hicks perspective, though it's not for a lack of trying. The guy's really battling.
So you look at this doubleheader. On the one hand, you know, hard to go crazy when it's only the second series all season the Yankees have lost. They still have the best record in all of baseball, and their offense has scored more runs than any team in the American League besides the Angels. So there is that big picture. On the other hand, you know, so how much of it do you just look at and say, did they just run into a buzzsaw, for instance, with young Michael Kopech today?
I mean, you got to look at that a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kept them perfect through seven innings. I forget
six.
Exactly what it was
perfect. Six. Yeah, into the. And then
I apologize. Out.
Yeah,
it's okay. I was there. Long day. So yeah, you got to chalk it up to Kopech. I believe he entered tonight's game with a 1.82 ERA in eight starts. That's silly, and that was to go along with an 0-1 record, which tells you just how bad the White Sox offense has been this year. I think you got to really chalk it up to that. I think you got to chalk it up to the funkiness of a doubleheader. I just think you got to look at those two contributing factors, Johnny Cueto being an uncomfortable, weird at bat two for guys. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's where you look at it and you just shake it off and go for it again tomorrow.
Now, in terms of stuff that maybe you can't shake off as easily is what's going on with Aroldis Chapman? Rumors now that maybe it's an Achilles problem that's bothering him. We saw Aaron Boone come out to the mound to check on him. What's the latest on Chapman?
It's an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
It is his left Achilles. That's the push-off Achilles, push-off leg. He's been dealing with it for weeks. And the Yankees are concerned, right? Because Chapman's had some difficulties.
So then why is he out there? Like, if this is a concern and he's given up runs in five straight appearances, then what are they doing? Like, why is he not on the injured list? Let it get right and, you know, get him, work on his mechanics and get him back to having confidence in the fastball. Like, what are they doing? What are they proving by putting him out there?
Because who knows what Chapman's really telling him? Right? You know, how many times you go to work and you don't want to take a sick day, but you go to work anyway and you're not so effective. Chapman could just be gritting his teeth and trying to fight through it and not really letting the Yankees know quite how bad that Achilles is. His velocity, it is what it is these days, but he's been able to reach back and throw up a couple of triple digits and he's been able to have some outings that, where he avoids massive damage, even though he's given up at least one earned run in his last five appearances. I just think it's one of those things where Chapman, you trust the, dozen-year veteran and seven-time All-Star to know his body, to do the right thing. And maybe now, when you watch him land awkwardly off the mound a few times, maybe now is when you say, all right, Aroldis, like, we'll give you a bullpen session tomorrow and see how you feel. But if this doesn't work out, you got to go in the IL. I think the Yankees often extend their veterans, extend their all-stars the benefit of the doubt and then some, because, you know, competitors are going to compete, aren't going to tell you how bad they're hurt, and you want to take it away from them at the very last chance. You don't want to just not believe them.
Last one before I let you go is just on a positive note. What, you know, watching Aaron Judge on a day in, day out basis, we know that Judge obviously has all the talent in the world, but this does it seem like this season is, do you get the feeling that you're watching something special on a daily basis, or do you almost just because you're used to seeing him, you almost get does it become ho hum that you're seeing somebody who looks like he's having potentially an MVP season? Do you get used to it, or can you, even just sitting there in the press box game after game, do you realize you're watching something special?
Nah, you don't get used to it, and here's why. Aaron Judge is 6'8". You know, he looks like he should be choke slamming the Undertaker at WrestleMania. Like, he's just a big dude. He's so rare from a physical standpoint, from a skill standpoint, from a makeup standpoint, and what he does is just so different, right? You see him control the strike zone the way he does, despite getting those low strikes called on him at a mm-hmm. higher rate than yep. anybody else in the league. Really, just his plate coverage blows my mind. The way he's able to handle pitches inside, handle pitches outside, the way he's able to spray the baseball, you can't shift on him. This is one of the most powerful hitters in the game. You really can't really shift that much on him. He can spray the ball to all fields, and he can put the ball out at all fields. And I think we're just kind of looking at him really at his best. I mean, you want to argue maybe September 2017 when he was on that crazy hot streak, that may have been his best. But, you know, we're watching a unique talent, a unique body type, a unique makeup all coalesce at one time. It really doesn't get boring. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, it's... I mean, he's on a 60 home run pace. Hope for his sake and for baseball fans' sake, he stays healthy to see and fulfill that potential. And of course, it'll cost the Yankees a lot of money. But a 60 home run pace, and to your point of to see someone at his size and yet still to be 6'7", 6'8", and yet catch up with an inside fastball the way he did on Sunday and be able to, you know, hit yet another home run, to have that bat speed with that long, you know, the long arms, the long legs, all of those moving parts, and still have that beautiful swing for home run 15. It's really something special to for all of us to get to witness on a regular basis. Brendan Cuddy, as you said, long day, doubleheaders, and appreciate you staying up with us, and catch up with you soon.
Lori, thanks for having me on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.